The presidential campaign has made a dramatic shift after the massacre in Colorado. The candidates have been stressing unity after becoming increasingly aggressive in their attacks on each other. For more, we're joined by Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the presidency column. And Ken, it seems inevitable that the campaign will turn nasty again, but might this have a permanent impact on the race?
Well, I don't think so. I think that what you've seen is both Mitt Romney and President Obama do the sensible thing, and the thing that most Americans wanted, which is to sound, as you said, this note of unity and solidarity and sort of this notion of healing and we're all in this together type of thing. I think both of them actually, for the moment, have set the tone exactly right. I think that, and this is important for them in the perceptions of them as public leaders. So, you know, so far so good in that way. But I think we're all going to, it's going to shift back very quickly to the negative stuff. Already today, the surrogates are back at it, criticizing the major party candidates. Romney and Obama have not, but I imagine in the next 72 hours, they're going to be back hitting at each other again. I think they just feel that negative campaigning works, and they're going to be back doing it again very quickly.
Now, a lot was made how the campaigns had pulled their ads, negative or otherwise, from Colorado's TV and radio outlets. But did that also apply to interest groups like American Crossroads? You mentioned them. They're co-founded by Karl Rove, heavily involved in the race, and they had focused millions of dollars on attack ads in a handful of states, including Colorado.
Right. I don't believe that they pulled those ads. I think that you had the Crossroads, this political action committee, this so-called super PAC, said it was going to spend $9 million in the swing states over the next 11 days or about the next week and a half. If they pulled the ads, they haven't announced it, but I don't think they have. But I think, you know, that's supposed to be an independent group from Romney, although conservative that's basically supporting Romney and criticizing Obama. So, but this is a very good point. You have these political action committees out there sort of on their own, sort of flying solo in some ways, and that's where a lot of the negativity is coming from in the campaigns. And I was just talking to some colleagues last night about this. It's going to be very difficult for us in the media to keep track of this stuff through the end of the campaign because there's so much negativity going on, so many ad campaigns, so many committees now because of the Supreme Court ruling that's been so much discussed, allowing sort of unlimited contributions and not reporting the donors in some cases, that it's going to be very difficult to keep up with this. So it's going to be a real challenge for us in the media to do a truth squad alert on some of these ads. But it's going to be out there, and in the swing states, people are going to be barraged by it.
Ken Walsh, chief White House correspondent for U.S. News and World Report and author of the presidency column.